Mr. President, the Regional Ministers, and all other distinguished guests. I would like to start by thanking once again to Portugal for hosting us last night in Naval Museum, where we had a chance to taste bits of Portuguese history, culture, cuisine, and enjoy an excellent hospitality. I would also like to thank Portugal for co-hosting this maritime part of the exercise Trident Juncture 2015. And I also want to acknowledge Portugal's continued commitment and support to NATO missions and operations, specifically to assurance measures and air policing. This exercise, its scope, training, audiences, and objectives are truly ambitious, with more than 36,000 soldiers, airmen, sailors, and marines training together. I would like to thank all the staffs involved in preparations and planning of this exercise, whose hard work allowed this exercise to happen. Especially Allied Command Transformation with General Denis Mercier, Allied Command Operations with General Philippe Breedlove, represented today with his deputy, General Adrian Breccio, Joint Forces Command Bernsum with General Domrose, and since we are in Portugal, the maritime part of the exercise, and also Allied Maritime Command with Vice Admiral Clive Johnston. Maritime forces play a key role in NATO's collective defense, but also in ensuring global security. Maritime security is very important when we consider that the sea is the lifeline for transport, communications, energy, and trade. It is therefore paramount that the world's oceans and seas remain open and secure. Trident Juncture 2015 is an important milestone on the road to Warsaw Summit in July next year. Key concepts are being tested and validated at this exercise. For the maritime domain, it is mainly the role of the standing naval forces trained, ready, and executing NATO's mission in multiple areas of operation. They form an important part of the VJTF package. The exercise is thus a very useful tool to test and refine readiness and interoperability to better prepare allied and partner navies for potential operation. Trident Juncture 15 has brought together, as Secretary General pointed out, over 65 ships from 30 nations, and you will see some of them today at the demonstration at the NATO's ability to conduct a spectrum of conventional maritime warfare against any current of, or future adversary. This is to ensure that NATO is well prepared to face any threat or crisis, either today or future. Thank you.